18.3. To give or not to give.
Oh, I'm sick of shopping now. These bags are too heavy.
Yeah, let's go home. Oh, no. Here we go again.
Can you spare any change, sir? For the homeless?
No, I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Here you are.
Thanks, love. Have a nice day.
You mustn't give those people any money, Diane.
Why not? I think we should help people who can't help themselves. It can't be easy living on the streets.
If they're homeless, it's because they want to be. There are plenty of hostels and places they can stay.
What would you think if you had no money and saw people like us with loads of shopping bags walking past all day ignoring you? How would you feel?
They get plenty of money off the government.
Oh, really?
Yes. They spend the money they get from begging on drugs and alcohol. That's the only reason they ask for more, and mugs like you give it to them.
I don't think it's that simple, Charles. Many beggars have mental problems like depression. And anyway, living that kind of life, no wonder they start drinking and taking drugs.
He was only, what, mid-20s? Perfectly fit. He could get a job today if he wanted.
Oh.
When I was his age, I had a job. I was working for my money, not begging for it. But people like him, they could easily get a job if they wanted one. The fact is, they know they can have a perfectly cushy life thanks to the government and people like you.
Cushy? I wouldn't call that kind of life cushy. Whatever the reason for it, people who beg on the streets have a hard life. Anyway, I don't like talking about this kind of thing. Let's just forget it.